Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thurmont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
And a very good morning to you, and welcome to Cool Oldies 1450 here in Thurmont, Maryland, bringing you coverage of live high school sports all throughout the county. My name is Tyler Wilhelm, and today we'll be going over the scoreboard for this past week. And what better way to start off than talking about that girls' game at Linganore on Thursday night, a game between two of the top teams in the county, the Linganore Lancers and the Catoctin Cougars. And that game was a barn burner. That game was a really, really good back and forth game. The Cougars had a really great night shooting the ball. They hit a lot of threes. And the Lancers, you know, they themselves hit a lot of threes. But I think the big difference in that game came down to the rebounds. The Lancers heavily out-rebounded the Cougars. If the Cougars had any flaws in that game last night, it was the rebounds. They had a lot of trouble getting rebounds on the defensive end and in the offensive end. It was a really, really close game throughout. Catoctin led 24-23 at the half. And Linganore obviously won the game by a score of 63-56, but the game was a lot closer than that. The game was actually tied at 56 heading into the final minute, and Linganore kind of blew it away in the final minute with steals and making shots on fast breaks as well as free throws. So they took advantage of all their opportunities. But Catoctin, they have nothing to be ashamed of. They played their tails off, and they hung in there against one of the best teams, if not the best team in the county. And one girl in particular for Catoctin, Becca Zentz. Becca Zentz had a really, really great game that night. Coach Entwistle said she was really proud of her due to the fact that she was feeling ill for most of the week. So, I mean, obviously that's a great sign for the Cougars. You know, one of their best players, you know, wasn't feeling well all week, and she came into a game against the top team in the county, and she played really well. She held her own, and the Cougars were coming off of back-to-back wins. Their most recent win coming against Smithsburg on, I believe, if I'm reading this right, it was Tuesday night. Yes, it was Tuesday night. They beat Smithsburg on the road by a score of 58-41. And as for the Cougars, they will take on the Brunswick Railroaders on Tuesday night at Brunswick at 7 p.m. We will not have that game. We will have the boys' game live at 7 p.m. at Catoctin High School here on Cool Oldies 1450. And now to move on to the Lancers. You know, the Lancers have bounced back since that heartbreaking loss they suffered last week to Westminster. They said, you know, this was a wake-up call, and they've woken up. Because they've won their last two games. They beat a really good Catoctin team last night. And for this Lancer team, you know, they're a team that will definitely, I mean, could definitely make a run for the state title. That's for sure. And now let's move on to the other games. Walkersville, the Walkersville boys team, played Brunswick on Tuesday night and beat them 58-36. They remain the number 4 seed in the Maryland 2A division. And tonight, they take on the Tuscarora Titans at 7 p.m. Please note that this broadcast is being pre-recorded on Friday the 27th, but it will be broadcasted. It'll be on the air on Saturday the 28th. The Walkersville boys, as I said, take on Tuscarora on Friday night at 7 p.m. And the same thing with the girls as well. And also, let's talk about Frederick. The Frederick boys remain perfect. They remain undefeated. They remain a perfect 15-0. And tonight they take on St. Maria Goretti. That is a private school in Washington County. Frederick is 15-0 and will look to go 16-0 against the Goretti team that has a, you know, respectable record. They're 20-3, but obviously they play different teams. They don't play the same teams that Frederick plays. Or maybe they played a couple, but they don't play, you know, the Linganores or the Urbanas. They don't play any of those teams. And what else? TJ. We got TJ coming off of a win on Tuesday night, or excuse me, on Thursday night against North Hagerstown. That's a good win for TJ. They've been on the back end of a couple of really close losses this year, that Urbana game in particular. And TJ, you know, the road's not going to get much easier for them because they got to take on a really good Linganore team on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on the road. That's never easy. And we also have the Urbana Hawks, the Urbana Hawks boys team, coming off of a bit of a shocking upset to Tuscarora. They lost to Tuscarora on Tuesday night at their on their own home turf by a score of 60-59. That is a huge win for Tuscarora. It has been a tough season for them. And picking up a huge win on the road against a really good Urbana team can help build some confidence going into the postseason. It could give them some momentum. So that's a huge win for them on the road. And we also have the... And also tonight, we have the Middletown boys taking on the TJ Patriots. That game is at TJ at 7 o'clock p.m. That should be a pretty good game as TJ is coming off of a win against North Hagerstown. And Middletown is also one of the best teams in the county, and TJ will be the home team. So typically in a sport like basketball, you will have the home court advantage. So that should end up being a pretty interesting game, all things considered. And now to take a look at what's to come. You know, as I said, Catoctin takes on Brunswick next week at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, the boys and the girls. We will be covering the boys' game, as I said earlier, live on Cool Oldies 1450 at 7 o'clock p.m. And as for TJ, as I said, they take on Linganore Tuesday night, both the boys and the girls. So that should also be a pretty interesting game. And for Middletown, or excuse me, for Walkersville, Walkersville takes on Tuscarora tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. And then on Tuesday night, they take on Boonesboro. Walkersville, of course, is still, you know, one of the top teams in the county. They're ranked fourth in Maryland Division 2A. So obviously, you know, they're a team that's trying to get as high of a seed as they can for the postseason. Because again, you know, that home court advantage is important. And also, Walkersville is looking, you know, they're looking to avenge their heartbreaking postseason exit last year when they fell to Williamsport on a buzzer beater. I remember doing that game. That was a crazy, crazy game. I mean, maybe they won't get Williamsport, but they're looking for a much better result because they got eliminated so early. That team had a lot of potential, and they lost in a very heartbreaking way. And with that, that is our scoreboard live here on Cool Oldies 1450. My name is Tyler Wilhelm saying I will see you next week.
You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.